Today's daf is Chulin, daf Kuf Yud Tes. As we continue here in the ninth parak of Maseches Chulin, parak Ha'or V'Harotev, and we get to discuss various inyanim relating to issues of Tumah V'Tahara. We have to keep in mind the schus that we have, that though we are traveling through Talmud Bavli, there are a number of Mishnayos that do not have Gemara on it. So whenever we have Mishnayos from Zeroyim and from Taurus, we always have to take advantage to get the most out of it, as we'll see the Gemara does. As we'll see the Gemara does, and we'll see a Rashi in Masechah Sukkah that emphasizes this as well, but Hashem, a little bit later. Okay, so Kuf Yud Chesam Abeis, we just had a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about the minimum shiurim for various items. So first we had a machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, about yesh yad l'tumah and yesh yad l'hechsher we had yesterday, in terms of how connected yados and shomrim, and they were for different areas of halacha. So now we start off with another machlokas, about 5 lines off of the bottom, Amar Rav. Oh, just one har I didn't get to explain yesterday, and that is, we mentioned, again, it's obvious, but we mentioned that there's no kabbalas tumah or heksher lekabel tumah until something is detached. Right, that's obvious. Right, the Mefarshim explained that if there was a kazim of heksher lekabel tumah before something was detached, then everything would be mekabel tumah and mukshar automatically, because everything grows and it rains and it gets wet. So it can't be that heksher would work even before it gets detached. So that's obvious that there's only heksher lekabel tumah once an item is detached. But it might not only be a practical measure, according to some of the lumdis we mentioned yesterday, and that is the machlokes Rashi and the Sefer Chinuch versus the Ramban, that what is heksher to? Does it just open up the spiritual pores and it's a fruit already, but it can't become tame, or something deeper than that, like the lashon we had yesterday, that before heksher, it's like an unfinished oven, right? So then it gives it the status of a fruit. It doesn't have the status of a fruit before it gets wet. So then that might connect that you need tlisha, not only because, you know, everything has tlisha, but while it's attached, it's not an apple yet. It's not an apple while it's attached to the tree. Only once I pick it, then it gets the status. So tlisha is also part of the process of status of the item of having a shame ochel. Okay. Amarav. So 5 or 6 lines up for the bottom. Next, machlokas. Ein yad lepachos mikazayas ve'ein shomer lepachos mikapul. Rav says there is no yad. Yad, we mentioned, is an extension. It is a handle, literally, to the item. So if the item itself is less than a kizayas, then it's not chashav enough to create a yad. You can only have a tafel if your ikr is chashav. And therefore, if the ikr, if the food is smaller than a kizayas, so then there is no such thing. The yad is not going to have halachic significance. And a shomer, even smaller. A shomer cannot be less than a pull. If it's the size of a pull, then it's enough to be a shomer, even though the pull, a bean, is smaller than a kezias. But Rav says, as long as the food is a pull size, so the outside could be a shomer. Rashi deals with, implicitly, the problem of, wait a minute, but didn't we say that the whole concept of being metame something is only by a beitza? So lamai nafkamina, that the yad or the shomer can't be less than a pul or a kezias. It has to be a beitza anyway to be metame, and even to be mitame, to become tame. So Rashi here seems to say you also need a kebeitza. We mentioned yesterday there's stiras in Rashi in a few places. The Rambam says kol shehu to become tame. Other shitas, Bali Tosva, say no, you need a beitza also to be mitame, to become tame, not just to be mitame, to transmit tumah. Rashi says a few different things in different places. Rashi here implies that even to become tame, one needs a beitza. And therefore, Rashi asks, so what's the nafkamini here? You don't have a yad if the item is less than a kezias. It's out of the world of tumah anyway. So Rashi says, oh, it means if there's a number of fruit altogether. And this item is, this one specifically, it has to be, right, the yad, let's say, of the one that we're talking about, has to be the size of a kezias, but it can be mitztarif with other fruit that are right next to it. That's what Rashi says in the medium lines. Ein yad pachos mikezias, im yesh ochel pachos mikezias, could go and pull. Ochati zayas baser velo yad, and it has a yad, but it itself is less than a kezias. Vaharei V'harei hu im ochlin kebeta v'naga tuma biyad. It's with other foods that make it the size of a beitza, and then the yad touches tuma. Hol v'ikaro eino kizayis biyachad ein chashav lios lo yad v'akol tohar. If the ikar is not a kizayis biyachad, meaning it's only a yad if the ikar is a kizayis. Once the ikar is a kizayis, then it can be mitztarif with the other foods inside to be a kibetza in order to be a mitami or mitame, but the yad is only going to be a yad if its ikar is a kizayis. Aval yishomer lefachas, because kizayis v'ashi yekapul. Shomer is one step down. Tosfos does not like this pshat. Tosfos quotes Rashi, Pirush Bekuntres, gon polo chazizayis basar v'lo yad v'harehu im ochlin kibetza, says Tosfos, but what does the other food have to do with this item? So what, that it's connected and it's with, but a food has to be a kibetza size. V'ei nira, d'afilu haya nogea b'chati zayis atzmo, lo haya tame. Right, even if it was touching the chati zayis itself, it's not good enough. As we learned back in the first parak, quotes from the Gemara in Daf Chaf Dalet, HaTorah hi'ida al klicheres, afilu hu male chardol klicheres, even if it's full of barley seed, mustard seed. Alma ilav avir klicheres, were it not for the klicheres being metame me avir, lo havi kemo b'mechubar, avi shenogin yachad. Right, touching is not going to be good enough. It has to be mechubar. It has to be connected to each other in order to be able to be the shear of tumah. Right, and of course Gemara and Chagiga. Also at the end of Masechet Chagiga, Hakli Mitzarev. But we know a kli creates sira for certain halachas, for a chiyuv of hafrashas chala, for other types of areas of halacha. Hakli Mitzarev kol mashe besochol lekadesh avlo the truma. The Gemara talks about there that in terms of kabbalas tuma or being mitame, it's not good enough just to be touching. That's why Tosfos says v'nira lefareish. No, it is mechubar here. It is mechubar. It's mechubar to beitzas. Then what's the discussion of a kizayis, of a kapul? It has a very tenuous connection. If you would lift it up, it would break off. But it is connected. So it's like mechubar de'atzchak, says Tosfos. So that's why it is connected for the larger shear of kibetza, but the Gemara still discusses whether it could be a yad for this item. V'nira lefarish zechat izayis mechubar im kibetza ochlin, it is attached, aval eino mechubar kol kach, it's not so attached. It's physically attached, but it's a tenuous connection. V'maya magbia oso, haya nitak oso. If you lift it up, so then it would break off. Kibetza ochlin me oso pachas b'kazayis, delo aviyad l'shar ochel el l'fachas b'kazayis. So that's how Tosfos tries to come up with a middle type of case, that it is mechubar, but it's not just nogea against Rashi, and that is the mitzias of the case. But either way, Rashi and Tosfos here are struggling, amongst the other Rishonim, trying to figure out what's the mitzias when Rav is giving the shiurim for kazayis and kapul, while we know the shiur for tumah is to transmit is kibetza, so how do you fit that in to this background of this machlokas? Okay, so Rav says a yad has to have at least a kizayis ikker, and a shomer has to have at least a pull ikker. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan has some smaller shiurim. Yesh yad lefachas b'kizayis. You could have a yad even if the ikker is less than a kizayis, right? You could still have a yad. V'yesh shomer lefachas b'kapul, and a shomer could exist even less than a pull. Rashi does note here that a yad can't be less than a pull. A yad can be less than a kizayis, but a shomer can be less than a pull, but even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that a yad has to have at least a pull size. That's what Rashi says, because the yad only goes down to less than a kizayis, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Interesting to try to think about what's the nekudas machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Is there machlokas about the yisod, as we discussed yesterday, about the yisod of shomer and yad? Rabbi Yochanan has more flexibility in terms of the ikker could be smaller. Is that because he says that it is, and which direction does it go in? It's mitztaref. It becomes part of the item. So if it becomes part of the item, then even if it's smaller, it's okay, because this is mashlim, the shear, or something different. Because it's not coming part of the item, so the item doesn't have to be so ikker. Right, it's not called, right, it's a shomer for the item. Right, you can say it in different ways. Gotta figure out exactly what the svar is. Would we say that the more significant it itself is, the more that something would be mitzdarif to be part of it? Or, the more ikker it is, then something can be secondary independent. Right, so it's something to think about, the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan here. Okay, so says the Gemara Meisvei. I'll ask you a question from a Tosefta in Meseches Ahalos. Beis Atzamos va'aleyen Beis Chatzoy Zesem. Meseches Ahalos, all of its 19 prakim. So here we have the Toseftas in Ahalos, not just the Mishnayos. So we have two bones. Va'aleyen Beis Chatzoy Zesem. On each of the bones is half a kezayis of basar. Right, we know that Tumas Ohel, if one has a kezayis basar in an Ohel, so that's Matame Ba'ohel. A bone is only metame b'maga. It's not metame b'ohel. A bone, if it doesn't have any flesh on it. But flesh is metame even b'ohel. A yad lebasar would also be metame b'ohel, because it has the same status as the basar. So here we're talking about pashtus, a yad lebasar. The bones have meat, a half a kezias of flesh on the other side, but the bone without the flesh is what went inside the house. So, hichnis rasheihen Hashniim lebayis vabayis ma'ahil alehen. So what's the halacha? Physically, there's no basar in the house, but the bone that's connected to the basar is in the house. So habayis tameh, the Tanakhama says, the house is tameh. So it's a double chiddush. Number one, that the yad brings the tumas ohel, and number two, each of the bones only has a half a kezias of basar. So the chiddush is that we're allowed to look at it cumulatively, that these two bones, that each have the half a kezias of basar, it's ki'ilu, there's a basar, there's a kezias of basar in the house. And therefore the whole bias is tameh. That is the Tanakhama Shita. Yehuda ben Akusa Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Heich Shnei Atzamos, Basar from the kezias. How could two bones could be mitzdarif? Meaning, fundamentally, Rabbi Yaakov seems to say that I'll agree with you with Yad. His problem is with assumption number two. Chiddush number two, that how could they be combined? It's two separate bones. So how could they combine for a kezias? Rashi, heich shnei atzamos, bottom line. Im haya etzem echad, uberosho echad kezias. Right, if it was one bone, so modina, to yeshlo yad lahavi tum labayis. If it was one bone. Aval yad lapachos bi kezias lo amrinan. But don't have a yad lapachos bi kezias. So that's the machlokas tanoim here in the Tosefta. So who does Rav hold like? The Gemara is going to note that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan have to figure out and work out this brisa. So if a Rav, hi, b'may mukim la, right? Rav, who would, right? Who is this? What's the case of this Tosefta? Ibiyad, if, right? It's not 100% clear. Are we talking about, the way I explained it was that it's a yad. A yad would mean that it's a bone without any marrow inside. That's why it's only a yad to the basar on the edge. But if it has moach inside, as we said yesterday, that's called a shomer. And that's the difference in halacha. So which is it? So, ibiyad, if we're talking about a bone that is empty, it's just a yad for the meat outside, then kasha resha, then the resha, then the Tanakhama is a problem according to Rav. Because the Tanakhama says that it works, right? It is mitzaref, and Rav says, no, there's no yad that is pachos mikazayas. And here we have a yad that is pachos mikazayas. Ibishomer, and if we're talking about this moach inside of it, so then kasha seifa. If there's a shomer, so then why shouldn't it work? It's a shomer, and Rav says, no shomer pachos mikabul, but this meets that require, ain shomer, Rav said, ain shomer lepachos mikabul, and therefore this meets that requirement, so why wouldn't it work? So the Gemara says, ibayisima, bishomer ibayisima biyad, either one would work. And Rav just holds like one of the opinions. Ibayisima biyad, vahudamar, ki yehuda ben nukusa, ibayisima bishomer, vahudamar, katanakama. Right, so each one, Rav would hold like the opinion that says it works or it doesn't work depending on whether it's Yad or a Shomer. That's Rav. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kula B'Yad, V'Damar Ketana Kama. And Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, it's all about Yad. And Rabbi Yochanan said that there is a Yad that is Pachos Mikazayas, and therefore that's okay here, because this is Pachos Mikazayas, and he would hold like the Tanakhama that it would work. Rashi does note here, didn't we mention yesterday that even if there is a Shomer, only if somebody touches the Shomer Kneged, what it is being Shomer, would the Tumah transfer? Remember we had yesterday, we had somebody touches the Or Kneged the Basar on the other side. So that's when it would work. So here, you're touching the bone, but the bone is a shomer, but the moach might be outside, right on the other edge. So why do we say if the moach was inside, then fine, but maybe it's on the outside, so why would that work? Ask Rashi in the fifth skinny line. V'im tomer, etzem azeh hanichnas labayis, eino shomer lamoach. It's not good enough of a shomer. Shari ein hamal kinegdo ela barosho ha'acher. V'ha anantanan, and we learned, hanogia kineged ha'basar me'achorav. Dolavi shamar lama shekineged ha'ochel. Right, so why would this work? Right, only kineged the ochel. Says Rashi, this is a different type of shomer. Right, if you have a piece of hide, so then only what's on the other side is it being shomer. But if you have a bone, and there's moach in the bone, then really the entire bone is guarding it. Because the second the bone would be open anywhere, that would then cause the moach inside to become rotted and go bad. So usually, yes, the shomer has to be kineged, the or kineged the basar. But here you don't need that. Al karchach shomer, who says Rashi, shekolz man shakulis stuma, ochel shebesocha nishmar. As long as it is sasum, so then ochel is nishmar. Niftecha in ma shebesocha nishmar. But once it's open, then everything inside, even if it's right not next to it, if it's not next to it, I don't know, maybe we could think of it like an orange peel. Right? Once part, or an apple peel. Right? Once part of the apple is peeled, or the orange is peeled, then the whole thing could go bad. Right? It's the whole thing is guarded if the whole thing is enclosed. Once part of it's enclosed, not just some of it, oh, the rest of the orange stays soft. No, if you leave it out for a few hours without, you know, so then the whole thing, it could get in, and so the entire skin or peel could be a shomer, even not the part that's right next to the item. Again, those are different because that, the whole thing is right next to the item. But here, the mashal, that's where Rashi says that anywhere on the bone is going to be called a shomer because it encloses what is inside. Good. Continue for a little bit more, and then we'll talk about Rav and Rabbi Yochanan a little bit. Tashma. So let's continue. This Tosefta, this is now the Tosefta in Uksin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, again, trying to fit in the Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, to these the discussions of the Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kulis Sheish Aleha Kezayis Basar, a thigh bone that has Kezayis Basar on it, Goreres Kula Latuma. So it pulls all of the basar with it in order to create tuma, as we explained. Right? This is right. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Gorer es kula latuma, oso zayis gorer es kol hakulis latuma. Shimhaya im kebetza ochlin. There's the Rashi again. If it's with betza ochlin, v'naga hasheretz ba b'chol makom sheba tame. Right? If it is a yad, and therefore if it is touched, then all the ochlin is tamei kebetza. So again, Rashi again says there that you need a betza ochlin in order to become tamei, not just to transmit toma. That's like Rashi, what we saw earlier. So back to the Tosefta. So if there's a kulish yishal kezayis basar, then the whole thing pulls the whole item l'toma. Acherim omrim, afilu ein aleha ela kapul, goreres kul l'toma. No, even if there's only a kapul, so the tuma works. So v'rav hai b'may mukamla, same kind of question. Ibi yad, if we're talking about yad and Rashi, and the Rav says that yad cannot be less than a kezayis, then kasha seifa. Then the seifa is a problem. Why would it work? V'ibi shomer kasha resha. Why is the resha kasha by shomer? Because why would you need a kezayis? Even a pull would be enough, according to Rav. Even Rav, who has the higher standard, would allow a pull when it comes to a shomer. So why does it say here, Kezayis Basar? Maybe he says it's talking about Yad, and he would hold like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, the Tanakama, and that's why you need Kezayis. Or he says it's talking about a Shomer, and you're right. He would hold like Acherim. He wouldn't hold like the Tanakama. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kula B'Shomer, Vuta Amar Ka'Acherim. Rabbi Yochanan would say he's all talking about a Shomer, and he would hold like Acherim, who have the more flexible shita, even if there's only a pull. Acherim hakapul kaamri. What do you mean acherim? But acherim still say you need a pull. Rabbi Yochanan said you don't even need a pull. Right? Even pachos mikapul. I did to kamar tanakama shiura kamri inu nami shiura. You're right. Even less than a pull would be enough for Rabbi Yochanan and for the tanakama here too. But once the for acherim too. But. It just says it because the other shita gives a shear, so this shita gives a shear also. And Amarava dekanami de b'shomer eskinan. It also seems that we're talking about a shomer diktani kulis shmamina, because kulis has moach in it, and therefore pashas is we're talking about a shomer and not a yad. Stop there for a moment or two. So we're discussing here Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. There is a fascinating Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan discusses in the end of Maseches Baba Basra. there where the Rabbi Chanan discusses there that in the sugya of Amoraim arguing on Tanoim. The Rosh, we know the Gemara says in a few places Rav Tan Upalik, and sometimes the Rishonim, where the Gemara doesn't say it, added in Rav can say this, even though it's against a discussion of the Tanoim, because Rav Tan Upalik. Tosfos and Ksubas and Davches quotes that Rabbi Yochanan argues on the principle of Rav Tan Upalik. Right, Rabbi Yochanan argues on the principle. So the question is, Vekiva Tekaimalan. Rabbi Chanan discusses in Baba Basra, Tof Reish Lamed Gimel, Kiva de Kaimelan Rav Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Nimkein Svirle LeRav DeRav Einotan of Lo Yochalach Lachal Tanoim. So Rabbi Yochanan argues in that principle. So then Rabbi Yochanan would hold like that an Amora cannot argue on a Tana. Vikasha. So therefore, how is it that sometimes we find early Amoraim arguing on the Tanaim? The Yamkein Kasha Ech Paskin Hacha Hilchasak Rav Negan Mishnah. Right? How do we sometimes find Rav going against the Mishnah? V'davar Zen. How could Rav go against the, according to Rabbi Yochanan? How could Rav go against the Mishnah? Right? Because Rabbi Yochanan argues on that principle. V'davar Zeh Shalti Mikvod Marina V'Rabbein Algon Reb Chaim Alevi Zatzalmi Brisk. I asked Reb Chaim about this. My Rebbe, Reb Chanan learned by the Chavetz Chaim and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and he asked Reb Chaim and Veheshiv, and he answered De Be'emes Gam Amora Yish B'Kochol Lachlok Al Tana. Really, an Amora can argue on a Tana. V'hadam osvina tiyufta mitanei l'amoroi. But why does every daf in Shas, like here, our Gemara, we're trying to fit in these Toseftas. We're trying to fit in Rav and Yochanan to these Toseftas. So if we would be stuck, Rav would say, or at least the Gemara could say Rav Tanu Palik. But Rabbi Yochanan, according to that Tosfos, holds that doesn't hold to that principle. That's why we'd rather not say that. But it sounds like from the Pashas that there's a problem if they argue. So says Rabbi Chaim, really technically they can. Vada Mosfina Tiyufta Mitanai Lamaroi Humishum Da Amora Eino Cholik Altana. He wouldn't. Not that he couldn't. V'ilu yada divrei atana, if he would know the words of the Tana, lo yecholik alav, he wouldn't argue on him. Avo b'makam shecholik lehedya, efshar lios halacha kamoso. It's possible. The halacha could even be like him. And he says, that's what we find. Sometimes in the Gemara will say, when an Amora is stuck, he'll say, zu'ein a mishnah. Which means, oh, that's not authoritative. How could he say that? Just because he's stuck, that's like the nuclear option. You know, zu'ein a mishnah. No, it's not an authoritative. What do you mean? We just asked the kash on you to figure out your shita. No, zu'ein a mishnah. Why? Because technically he's allowed to argue. So saying that that's not an authoritative source is what he would say. Again, this is a big Rabbi Chanan continues there, but we know this is related to that Kesef Mishnah in the second parak of Hilchas Mamrim, where the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam that says really a later Bezdin could argue on an earlier Bezdin if it's greater Bechavim over Binyan, which is tricky if you ever can have that, but the later Bezek could change something, even at least certain areas of what was changed. They asked the Kesef Mishnah, how is this? So why don't Amoraim argue on Tanoim? So says the Kesef Mishnah, because they have a Misorah. They have Kabbalah, they were Makabel Natu. So they were Makabel Natu. So the Pashas of that Kesef Mishnah sounds like they were Makabel Natu, but if they would want to, they could. Many, the Chazon Ish says, Chas V'Sholem, that's what the Kesef Mishnah meant. The Chazon Ish says, no, they were Makabel because they knew they were wrong. They knew they would not be Magia to the MS like the Tanoim did. And therefore, they were makabel not to, because they knew, you know, it's inappropriate. Not just they wouldn't, but kind of like I couldn't. And this is a major topic, just to mention one other source. We've had shiurim about this in the past. Just remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah. Same Gemara. Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Zayin. The last line in Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that the world is going to be 6,000 years long. Tana de Elio, remember this Gemara? Sheisa Salafim Shana Have Alma. 6,000 years long. Shnei Alafim Tohu, Shnei Alafim Torah, Shnei Alafim Yomos HaMashiach. 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Yomos HaMashiach. V'yav u'bavonoseinu sherabu, yotzu mihem mashiyotzu. And because of our great sins, that, you know, we're in Yomos HaMashiach now for 2,000 years, it means Mashiach could come any time during those 2,000 years. And because of our great sins, Rashi quotes, Lo ba Mashiach l'sof dalat alafim, v'yatsu Mashiachu sha'adayin hu mu'ukav lavo. We're still waiting for him to come, and then you could look at the next daf in Sanhedrin, on daf Tzadi Ches, where we have that great Gemara, where Rabbi Shimon Levi asks Eliyahu Navi, when's Mashiach coming already? And Rabbi Shimon Levi says, and Eliyahu Navi says, why don't you go ask him? And he says, go ask him, where is he? He says, he's over there, he's sitting by Rome. So he goes by Rome, and he finds him. He says, when are you coming? He says, how do I know who he is? Gomorrah gives a whole description. How do I know when you're coming? Le'imas asimar, amri le'i, hayom. Hayom, aslagabi elio, amalei mai amalecha, amalei shamalecha rebar levoi, v'chulu, amalei shikurika shakarbi. He lied to me. To amalei hayom asina, v'lo asa. He said he's coming today. He didn't come. Amalei, he says, no, you misunderstood. It's hayom, dot, dot, dot. Hayom in mekolo tishmo. Right, that's on the next daf, about what Mashiach is coming. But on the previous daf, on Tali Zayin, so we have the 2000, 2000, 2000, and Mashiach hasn't come yet because we don't deserve it. But the Mefarshim try to figure out what exactly happened at the year 2000 and at the year 4000. Right, is there something significant that happened? What do you mean Tohu stopped and Torah started? So Rashi there in Sanhedrin Tzadi Zayin says, well, Avram was born in 1948. So Avram turned 52 at the year 2000. So according to many Rishonim, that's when he discovered, that's when he started being Mefarsei monotheism. So Avram at the year 2000, so that's when Torah started. Torah doesn't mean Torah in the formal sense. Torah means in the God sense. Spreading the word of God, Vesanefesh Asu B'charon, that's what happened at the year 2000. Good. What happened at the year 4000? Rashi says, Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka, nothing stopped at the year 4000. It just means Yemos HaMashiach started at the year 4000. And now it's both Torah and Yemos HaMashiach. Because after all, Torah can't stop. That's what Rashi says here in the Pesukim. He says, Upsavos on Kufayim Beis, Nukshmul Shlein Alafim Torah, V'aydi Da'amar Shnei Alafim Tohu, Ka'amar Shnei Alafim Torah, V'lo Shetich LaTorah Achar Shnei Alafim. Right, but Torah didn't stop after 4,000. That is Rashi. If you look in the Achronim, the Maharsha on this Gemara, the Torah Tamima quotes the same idea, says the Maharsha, no, the year 4,000 was a significant time in history because that's just about when the Mishnayos were put together. And the Mishnayos being put together was a significant halachic stage of the Mesorah. And, you know, the message could be that Amoram cannot argue. Amoram cannot argue. Says the Marsha, Ki oz hayu dor tanoim, v'yadayin lo nizdaldu lo hayeshivas, aracha shemeis revi, v'gavar agalas v'rabo atzaras v'kalu yimei Torah. Kalu yimei Torah. After Mishnah, kalu yimei Torah. What are we doing now? What are we doing now if kalu yimei Torah? Right, so explain the Mefarshim, the Chazanish, that piece in Mamrim also says, the Mishnah and the Tanaim all brought out all Yesodos of Torah. All the principles were discovered and revealed in the days of the Tanaim. Everything after that is just application. Applying all of the principles that are found in Mishnah. Also, Yidora Tanaim Adayin Lo Nistadu Al Yeshivas V'chulu, Umisham Ve'elech, Mitoch HaGalos V'atzaros B'kolos Ozman Roy Levo Mashiach, V'mei Chevli Mashiach, Mikri, But he says that lashon of kala, right? Kalu yimei Torah, right? Because the Mishnah is a significant stage. Again, there's a lot more to talk about, but this is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and this is always interesting and important to talk about when the Gemara here is trying to put in Rav and Rabbi Yochanan to fit them in with the Tosefta's to remember that machlokas, that discussion of the Mefarshim. And again, I think most assume against Reb Chaim. Most assume that, you know, the Amoraim cannot, not just that they wouldn't, but that they couldn't, because that's a special stage. Just like as a parallel, just like after the Gemara, that was also an important stage. The Ramah writes in Choshe Mishpat and Simen Chafhei that one is not allowed to argue on the Gemara. Right? You're not allowed to argue. A Rishon cannot argue on the Gemara. He could argue an early Rishon and a late Rishon, and an Achron could argue on a Rishon. Technically, the Vilna Gaon often gives Pshatim to the Gemara that many before him did not give. But you can't argue on the Gemara. Can't argue on the Gemara. And that the Gra on that Ramah quotes from the Agadata in Perek Hasocher, I think, and that is Ravina Varavashi Sof Hora. That's the language of the Gemara in Meseches Bamitzia. Around Peches or so. So the Gra quotes that as the source for that Ramah, that you could argue, a later Bezek could argue, as long as it's not in the Gemara. So the Mishnah was crucial, and the Gemara was crucial. The Rosh in Maseches Sanhedrin discusses, what about the Gaonim? Was the Gaonim a crucial stage? We don't know so much about the Gaonim, but the Rishonim knew from the Gaonim. Could you argue on the Gaonim? So was that a stage? From That's a machlokas. The Ravid, the Balamor, the Rosh, that's quoted in the Rosh has a summary of that in Masechta Sanhedrin. Okay, let's continue. It says the Gemara, Itmar, machlokas within the Shita of Achirim. Achirim we just had in the Tosefta. What did Achirim hold? Achirim held, even if there's only a pull of basar on this thigh bone, the whole thing is pulled l'tumah. So is that literal? Rabbi Chanina Amar, zeu shir? Yeah, it's a pull. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ein zashir, even less than that. Ein zashir v'aktani kapul. I did the kamar tanakama, shiura kamri inhunami shiura. But it's really lav dafka. Tashma, let's try again. Now we get to a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Meseches Uksin, as we had yesterday. So the Gemara here only quotes the second half of the Mishnah. So it's important for us, Rashi quotes it, but the first half of the Mishnah in Uksin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Hey, says the Mishnah, Sharbit Sherikno. What if you have a pod? Let's say peas in a pod. So if you have a pod that you emptied out, so is the pod, is that like a yad or a shomer? And nothing in it now. So it's tahar. It's namakabal tumah. Because it's all empty. Sharbit sherikno tahar. Shir bogargar echotam. If you left one pea in it, then it's still tameh. If you left one pea in it. Because that is now still a shomer, so to speak. And now we get to our Gemara. Rabbi Elazar and Azariah says it depends. Metaher bishel pul umetameh bishel kitnis. He is mitar by big peas and mitame by small peas. By the big peas, you don't really need it anymore. So it's not called a shomer. It's a big pea, you'd be able to hold it by itself, as we'll see. But by the small peas, you still want to handle it with the pod, and that's why the pod is called the shomer, mipnei shirotze b'mash bishon, because you still, by the small peas, it helps you out. That you want to hold it, you know, if you just hold the item, the pea itself, maybe it'll get smushed, maybe it'll get dirty. So that's why it's important. But what do you see from this Mishnah? You see much smaller shiurim, kitnis. It's tiny, right? So isn't that a kasha on Rav, right? Because Rav says you need at least a pull, and this is smaller. Metai bishal kitnis. Kita amar avacha, bere de Rava. Like Ravacha, bere de Rava says elsewhere, we're not talking about shomer and a pod. What's the sharvit? Bikulcha. We're talking about a stem, that they're all attached on the stem, not in a pod as we just described. Umishamyad, so just like he says that elsewhere, Hakanami, Bakulcha Mishamyad. Umay Bemash Mishon, Bitash Mishon. Doesn't mean you're worried about touching them, but their usage. Right, look at Rashi, fourth to last wide line, Bikulcha, Hadimitami Bishal Kitnis, that which creates Tumah, La Bisharvit. Umishum shomer. It's not in, right? The Rebbe Elazar is not talking about the pod case. Ela bekelach, a stem, noga tuma. Umishum yad. Tahashta havi hayad yad ledavar chashuv. Shu yoser mikizayis. Shaharei kala sharbita muchubarin ba. All of the items, all of the peas or small food items are all connected on this one stalk. So if you put them all together, that's a bigger of a shear. So this is a yad, and you're mechaber, right? Even what we said before, even Tosfos said it has to be mechubar, but this is all mechubar. If you have all of them connected, like the stem holding six grapes on it. So all the grapes are going to be combined in order for that stem to be a yad, because it's all connected. And that's what it means. It doesn't mean mashmishon, you're worried about its touching, but tashmishon, it's usage, right? You're metaltel, the grapes, or the kitnis, right, for the small beans, through this stalk. Okay, so no kasha on Rav, because this is talking about a case where the shiurim are enough. So Tashma, so let's try to ask another kasha based on what we started off with on yesterday's daf, the beginning of the parak. Titania, the Rabbi Shmuel, remember that was the source for a shomer. Kiderek, Shibnei Adamotziin, the way that people put things into the ground. That's what the whole item is going to be called. That's why it's a shomer. Chita beklipasa, usaora beklipasa, the adashim beklipasan. So there you see again an adashim, a lentil. It's tiny. It's smaller than a pole and smaller than a kizayis. So again, how does Rav understand this brisa of Rabbi Yishmael? Answer: Bir Yishaini. Birya is different, as we had earlier in the eighth parak. regarding Isur v'heter, birya could be different, right? Regarding if a whole item, an ant, the Gemara said in Maseches Makos, if somebody eats an entire ant, that's a birya, and that's going to be asur, even though it's less than a kezias. If somebody had, we had discussions earlier, what are the rules and regulations of birya? What are the ingredients of birya? What about a whole grain? A whole grain, is that a birya? Does that have to be alive? That was the discussion. Remember, we had the Ran. The Ran, back in the 8th parak, the Ran had the different requirements for birya. The Ran, the Rashba, discussed what exactly are the requirements for birya that we have. We're not going to review them again. But remember, that's what we discussed back in the 8th parak. Okay. But here too. So here's applying not in the world of Isur v'heter, but in the world of Tumah V'Tahara. And again, this is on a Pasha, on a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level, Tumah V'Tahara, birya can be different. Baalei Tosfos, if we remember, I don't know if we discussed this back then, Baalei Tosfos discussed this in a Darabanan context, Hilchos Brachos, right? Tosfos and Brachos and Daf Lamed Tes discusses birya, right? The Gemara there quotes that for a bracha achrona, one needs a minimum shear. Bracha rishona, we paskin, has no minimum shear. But bracha achrona has a minimum shear, and that's what Tosfos quotes, brachas, lamed, tes, amin, aleph, avo, bebracha shalachra, bein and shear, mali lugmav, yakin, yich, lizar, milishas, because shal bracha, mali lugmav, vishi, yivarach, lachra, mein, shalash, brachas. Vari omer, borin, fashas, rabos. Vichulu. And then he quotes, a little bit later on, what about birya, right? What about, would we say birya is different? So he has the suffix, right? A bit later in the Tosfos, he quotes this Yerushalmi. V'cholik, he said, let me just find the line. Ubi Yerushalmi Rabbi Yochanan, hechi baruch azayis halo havi shi'ura, v'kamar, the Bible doesn't say this, v'kamar mishum birya. Dafilo achal ala preda achas shel enav. Right, what's one grape? Anavim. Enav. Right, one grape. O preda achas shel rimon. Or one pomegranate seed. Boy bruche, the Yerushalmi says. Mishum de bebirya mevarchin afilu pachos mikazayas. Vecholek al gemara di dan kidamash mahacha. O mishum hachi imkein ein alacha kamoso shel Yerushalmi. We don't pass that Yerushalmi, says Tosfos. For Rabbi Yossi, I am afar Yerushalmi, and Ochalik al-Gamar Shalanu. And maybe Bali tells me, no, maybe you could put the two Gemars together. Tahacha Mairi, Shehusra Garinim. Maybe here we're talking about, it's talking about olives. Maybe the seed was, the pit was taken out, but Imlach, Imkein Lohaya Biryaso. Maybe our Gemara is that, it's not a Birya. Avalamachlo Shalim, Afilo Maya Preta Achashorim, and Mavarechalot Chilav Asof. The Gemara Yerushalmi, Yasavish Azayas, Ayashalim, the Kachos of the Tari, Sposu Inyadacha Preta de Birya Haya. Yachad, 2 days in Tosfos, whether there's a machlokas here between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Better not to. The Shulchan Aruch, we know, quotes in Simen Reish Yud, don't eat one grape. Because if you eat one grape, you get into serious shilas of birya, again, on a Durabana level. Good. Rebbe Avadia has an interesting tshuva. I don't think we mentioned this last time. Rebbe Avadia, in Yabia Omer, Chelaches, what about one section of an orange, right? One plach. So that's not a birya, right? A birya is a whole item, a grape, an olive is a kazayas. But what about a whole item, but it's not really a whole item. One section. That's his discussion, Cheleches, Simen Chav Hei, She'ela Gimel. He quotes, gets into the discussion of this Tosfos here, and he quotes the discussion of birya, and he quotes Hilchos Arach Lizar Kishochal Prishalim Sheyochal Kizayis Kadesh Shalol Likanis Pesavik Birya Elam Kei Merasik Osa Kadam Achila. If you crush it, then obviously it's not. Venira Shehaochel Pelach Shel Tapuz Chashiv Nami Birya Kamo Haochel Preto Shal Rimon Echad Ukmo Kitnis Achas Avabi Shaharbi Gdelem Bisharben Echad. Right, if you have kitnis or rimon, you have a rimon, one thing of a rimon, you have a lot of rimon seeds in the rimon. But yet one rimon seed is enough of a birya, so one section of an orange. V'yayin b'tshuvas el pachas Shlomo. Mishachal ma'at v'nistavik im hayibo kazayis v'yachakach achal birya. Af sheishkan svek sveika. Shemach, what if you eat a little bit, then you eat a birya? So maybe now it's a svek sveika. Maybe you eat a kazayis. V'shemachayav l'varech v'achach ronach birya. Mikol makam ein l'varech. V'nishas sveikas noldu b'zeach arzev lo basachas. Okay, he discusses that. But either way, he assumes that maybe one should be machmer. One should assume that could be called a birya. And therefore, one shouldn't just eat one section of an orange also. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Boy Raboshia. Boy Raboshia. Shnei Shomrim, turning over, Maoshi Itztarfu. Ketu Shomrim be Mitztarif. We mentioned that a Shomer could be Mitztarif to the Shear. Right? Not by Nevela, but by Tomas Ochlin. Right? But could two Shomrim be Mitztarif? So what are we talking about? Hechidami. Hechidami. What's the case of two Shomrim? Ilema Bazer, Agavzer. Are we talking about two peels or shells, one on top of another one? So then Umiika Shomer, Agav Shomer? Does it really work? Do we say those are both Shomrim if it's one on top of the other one? Vatnan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah Nuxin? Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Huda Omer. Shalosh Klipos Babatzel. An onion has three peels. Panimus, the inner peel. Rashi says, the inner peel is the one that is, edible. Bein shlent, that meaning the white peel. The white peel, meaning that the white layer. We might not even call it a peel. The outermost edible white part of the onion. Panimus bein shlema bein kadura mitzarefes. Whether it's whole, whether it has any, holes in it, it's mitzarif. That's food. Emsa is the middle one. Shlema mitzarefes. Kadura ain't a mitzarefes. If it's holes, then it functions as a shomer. But if it's kadura, it's not. Chitzona benkach uvenkach tahore. The outer one not. Why? Because you see, you can't have a shomer on a shomer. There's only one shomer. So what exactly is the case that Rabbi Oshia is talking about? What's the svara for this, that you can't have a shomer agabi shomer? So I saw an interesting chakira in the Achronim. What exactly is the svara? This is in the Sefer Shechitas Chulin. Says Yesh Lachor, Ma hatam shein shomer agabi shomer. Sheyesh lomar shein shomer agabi shomer. Mishum sheshomer zedafka kishu samach laochel. Shahari bedin shomer hischade shashomer nechshav kiilu hu ochel. A shomer has to be next to the food because it becomes part of the food, lundus, conceptually. And therefore, the outer shomer can't be a shomer because it's not next to the food. Is that why you can't have a shomer to a shomer? Avalim ye shomer mafsik bein prila shomer achitzoni. The shomer achitzoni can't be a shomer because it can't be part of the food because the first shomer is already an extension and considered part of the food. Avalef shalavair, but there's another way to explain it. Because according to that, let's say there was something else in between the outer shomer and the food, but not another shomer. Right? So then it still wouldn't be able to be a shomer, because it has to be connected to the shomer. But, connected to the ochel. But there's another way to say it. You can't have a shomer to a shomer, because it's two steps removed. You can only have a shomer to an ochel, not a shomer to a shomer. But not that has to be touching. Aval efshel levar she'ein shomer, agabi shomer, mishum, shekivan she'ish kvar shomer, hare ein ze shomer klal. Shari gam below sheyiakana shomer achitzoni yehi nishmar haochel machbada shomer apanimi. Right, so there's different nafgaminas between these two pshatim. Shem no marshu rachi sorin bedin shomer shonas chadishi kub ochel koshin asomach ochel. So whatever, without getting into the nafgaminas, we don't have time. But those are interesting two ways to understand it, because only it has to be connected to the fruit. It has to be nechshav fruit, has to be connected, or no, you can't have a shomer to a shomer, it wouldn't be even called a shomer. Okay, but either way, so what's the case that Raboshi is talking about here? Can't be a shomer on a shomer. So, says the Gemara, it must be about a different baya. A different baya. Ravoshia, shomer ocha shechilka kami baile. What if I chopped an onion in half? What if I chopped the food in half? So now, it's half a shomer on half a food. So is that still called a shomer? Are they still called shomers? Kivan da high lo megan a high, the high lo megan a high, lo mitzarefes. Each half is not shomer on the other half. So therefore, you can't combine. O dilma, kivan da high megan a didei. High megan a didei, misarfin. They're each megan on their respective parts of the ochel. So maybe it would be good enough. So what do you say? A cut onion is a whole shaila bichlal bisman hazeh, leaving out cut onion, right? That's the Gemara in Maseches Nida. The Gemara talks about not leaving out cut onions or cut eggs or other items. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Do any of those, does that apply halacha lamaisa bisman hazeh? Because he says a lot of times in factories, especially on the commercial level, they use, you know, peeled eggs. And the peeled eggs stay for months, or onions. So does the halacha about beitz? He's talking about beitzim there. So Rav Moshe says it's only in a place, for sure, the only thing would apply only in a place where it's the derech only to do it samach l'seuda, and you didn't do it samach l'seuda. But if the derech is to do it way in advance, And that's the cat, so that's not called, doesn't bring ruach ra or any danger, because that's the derech. Avo b'davar sha'derech sh'tzarech l'klipasan, hu bizman muktam, diyamim, kahat the kaluf, likbots chavios shel chelbonim v'shel chelmonim. Right, you gather a lot of the whites and the yellows, lahak piyam, you want to freeze them, lamokram, labate afia, hu inyin kaluf acher. Right, that's not what we're talking about here. Right, she'ein ze b'chal uvda. Any type of little difference, and that's why some poskim say it's only if it's out, not in the refrigerator. Even if one wants to be machmir for and one is machbit about these items, any little, if it's in a bag, if it's in the refrigerator, you know, then even that would change anything. That's your motion, Yeridea, Gimel Chaf. I think I mentioned from one of the Bali Musar a couple of years ago. Why do people cry when you peel an onion? Why do we cry? Why do our eyes peel? Our eyes tear? Right? So maybe one of the Bali Musar say, because we realize how many layers we have and how many layers we have to uncover from ourselves. And it goes to our inside. So we have to keep letting the layers peel off our own layers in order to let our real neshama come out. So maybe that's, it's in the Bria, Kadosh Baruch Hu put it. Okay, I'm not asking about what happens in the eyes inside biologically. I'm talking theologically. Okay. Tashma, says the Gemara, so let's try to answer this question. So if you have if you cut the shomer in half, and the food in half. Rashi has another pshat, but we're just going to go with that pshat. Toshma, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what we said before, mitar b'shal pul u'mitame b'shal kitnis, b'bnei shirosa b'mash b'shan. Right, remember we had the Mishnah in Uksin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that he was mitame b'shal kitnis, but l'chora, aren't we talking about a number of them together being combining, and therefore that would prove that different shomrim could combine. Amar Avacha, Brei Derava. No, this is where he said it. Bekolcha u'mishum yah. No, we're talking about a bunch on one stem. That's why they're connected. Umay b'mishmishan b'tashmishan. No, you use the stalk, the stem, to hold it. But we're not talking about shomrim combining. Tashma, let's try to prove. Again, these two were brought before also. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, Akol Zerazei Rua, Kedarach Shabbat Yadam Motziyin Lizriya, Chita b'klipasa, Sarah b'klipasa, Vadashim b'klipasan. And again, he's not talking about a case where you have a bunch together. We're talking about a whole stalk with kernels still attached to it. And therefore, it's in the world of shomer, because as long as all of them are on this stalk, they all stay fresh. But we're not talking about the question of Reboshia, which is where they're disconnected. So again, no raya. So Gemara says, how would they all shomrim for each other on the one stalk? Bishlama ilasa, ilisa, tzrichila tatisa. The upper ones need the bottom ones, because if the bottom ones weren't there, the upper ones would fall off. Ela tatisa, my tzrichila ilisa. But what do the bottom ones need the upper ones for? And if they don't need them, so why should they be mitzareif? Why are they shomrim to the, why the upper ones shomrim to the bottom ones? Bechadara. It's one row. It's one row. We're not talking about up and down. There's a lot of them, a lot of the kernels on one row, like hadasim. So, umika kabeitza ochlin bechadara. Do you ever have such a big, it's so many in one row? Bechiti de Shimon ben Shetach. In the days of Shimon ben Shetach, the wheat was huge, right? So in the days of Shimon ben Shetach, so that's the type that we are talking about. Any quotes from the Gemara in Maseches Tainis that right, the wheat kernels, Rashi quotes, were as big as an ox, Shor HaGadol, like the kidneys of a Shor HaGadol, very big. B'chidishim and Shetach. So the Gemara says, okay, Hashad Asad Lahachi, Chadachit Anami, B'chidishim and Shetach. You have to come up to the whole row. Just say it's only one, and it's miraculously so huge. Right? If that's, again, either way, it's not going to be relevant to our case. Right? We find other places that sometimes the tzaddikim and the tzidkus of a generation affects nature, right? Sometimes the rishus also. The rishus of a generation could affect nature. The Beis HaLevi in Parshas Noach discusses how even the animals in the times of the Mabul were being mizdavig with Einan Minam. You know, why would they have a taiva for that? Why would a giraffe and an elephant or a different types, how would they have taivas? They act based on instinct. So the Beis HaLevi describes because the behavior of people is mashpia on the environment and the world around them. And therefore, l'tov or l'ra, that was l'ra. but here's the tov, right? Even the wheat is so huge because of Shirim and Shetach. Gufa, so gufa. Gufa generally introduces something that we had before, a discussion of the Amoraim. But here we're about to introduce again something of the Tanaim. So if you look in the Shirim and Shetach here, but he references the Rashi that we have in Sukkah. I bring a Sukkah. Thanks. Sukkah, Rashi and Sukkah, where Rashi and Sukkah on Daf Yadala notes that once in a while, to Rashi, once in a while, if the Gemara quotes a source, a Tanaitic source that has no Gemara on it, like from Taurus or Zoraim, we'll quote Gufa and go into it more, just to use the opportunity once it's here. That's a great Rashi. Rashi says there on Yudalid Amid Aleph, the Gemara discusses, let me just find it for a second, and there's the Rashi, I think it's here on Daf Yudalid, yeah, Dibur Maskel Mishum, here it is. The Maisi Shalti es Mori, Migufa de Mishnah, the Maisi Agav Gorash, Bishvaitse, Mishak le Misti Gufa, Kid the Garcina, Bememers Ham, Oroim, Vaamerli Rebbe, Mishum Dahach Mishnah, Min Hataros. She'ein mayam shum gemara ba'olam. There's no Bavli, there's no Yerushalmi. So maybe we'd only do this by Taurus. Zoraim has a Yerushalmi. But Taurus, v'lo mifureshes kishar mishnayis, l'fichach noeg ashas lomar gufa, kedei lafarish. Rashi in Sukkah daf yudalet. So here too. Gufa, shnei atzamos, we're going back to what we quoted before. The Tosefta from Ahalos that we started off before with. So gufa shayat samos valen shay khazoy zeis, remember the two bones, the each have a kazais of basar on it, the hichnis rashayin shnaim la bayis abayis malayim abayis tome. Yudah ben kusa amrim shur v'yakov hichnis samos besarv l'n kazayis. Fine. Amr ish lakish lo shanu, when do we say that they could combine? If there would be a kazayis on one bone, everybody would agree. That would only be ella etzem to have a yad. A bone is a good yad, because if you pick up the bone, the flesh follows. Aval nima lo have a yad. A hair can't be a yad. Because if you pick up the hair, it wouldn't bring the whatever it's attached to with it, right? It would rip. For Yochanan Amar, Afilu Nima Nami Abayad, no, even a Nima could be a yad. Eser, Yochanan Reish Lakish, is that true? Reish Lakish, that a Nima can't be a yad. What about the following Mishnah? Or Sheish Lakazai's Basar, we're going to have this later on, and or that has a Kazai's Basar connected to it, Hanogea Bitsiv Hayotzim Imanu, if somebody touches a sliver of meat that's coming out from it, ubisa'ara shekenegda tame. So you see seir, the hair that's connected to the meat. So my la mishum yad, isn't that mishum yad? And Rabbi Yochanan says that proves that hair can be a yad, even though it'll rip off if you pick it up. Lo mishum shomer, no, that's shomer. That hair is a shomer. Umik is shomer, agabi shomer, but what do you mean? We said before, you can't have a shomer on a shomer. The flesh is the shomer. The or is the shomer for the basar, not the seir. Chalchuli mechalchel. The hair pierces through and it goes into the basar. It's not on top of the or. Maskav Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Elamayata. Is that really true? Hair always is considered piercing through the or. So tefillin, echikasvina, how do you ever write tefillin? Habina ksivatam of aleka. You can't have holes in your cloth. So if you're telling me that the hairs, you know, micro, tiny little holes, so how do you ever write tefillin? Ishtamitze hadami b'marava. No, what did we learn in Eretz Yisrael? Kol nekev shadio over alaveno nekev. No, if it's such a tiny hole, for Hilchas Tfilin, you don't have to worry about it. For Hilchas Tuma, it could be a direct Shomer. But Hilchas Tfilin, as long as the you can write over it and it won't be noticed, that's okay. V'bayisema kula mishum yad, or it's all about yad, not about Shomer. But, what do you mean yad? Then we're back to the Kasha on Reish Lakish. Kedam Rabbi La, b'maloi shebeinam malayim. Like Rabbi Law said, bristles amongst bristles, hachanami b'nimish b'nanimin. Here we're not talking about one hair. A bunch of hairs. So if you pick up a bunch of hairs together, that it is strong enough. And Reish Lakish would agree to that, that that's a yad. He only says that if it's one hair, it wouldn't be good enough, because that would rip off. But if it's a bunch together, then it would be okay. The Achiezer, and we'll finish with this, the Achiezer has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed. He talks about a get that had some holes in it. The get that has some holes in it. And what's his lashon? He says, Aldas Tafresh Samach Vav. Tafresh Samach Vav, which I think is 1906. Aldas Haget Hanishlach Me America. Right, the get from America. Reb Chaim Ozer is writing in Vilna. Right, Venimsu Stakim Hanirim La'ayin. Vasedek Over Al Haresh Shel Muteres L'chol Adam. Umafsik L'shnayim. De Bitorev Pasol, Mestapek Haimaget Pasol, Gam B'makam Igun. right? The husband's not around anymore. So what can you do? There's a call that goes through it. So he says, what do you do? He says, Ulam Bemes Pasol, Sheina Dioveralov, whom Misham Ksiva Tamak, the Bor Bechulim Kuf Chavtes. Vize Eino Ella, Besefer Torah Mezuzah. Vaha Beget Lo Beinon Ksiva Tamali Ikuva, Rak Benekev, Beosha Nechlak Lishnayim Ishlomar, Kibesha Nekev Mafred, Einze Os Klau. Possible gabi get. Ulafize, enaf gemina, nasa hasedek banekav kodem ksiva lacher ksiva. Right? It's only if it cuts the letter in half and therefore it's not the letter. But if it is the letter and it's just, you know, you have a hole in it, so then that would be okay because ksiva tam is only by stam and not by get. Says the Achiezer here. And if he goes through it, but he talks about the get hanishlach me America here in, chelik aleph simon lamed. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue here in Ha'ar Va'arotev, Hashem next time.